French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is writing cookbooks. The website Atlas Obscura reported, the world's oldest surviving cookbook isn't a book at all. It's a set of ancient Babylonian tablets from around 1700 BC. It doesn't so much have recipes as explanations of certain dishes, such as a clear broth that begins with steps like meat is used and prepare water. The tablets can be found at the Yale Babylonian Collection. Oh, I can still see my first editor's face in my mind if I were to have handed in my inaugural cookbook and had been so vague as that. The red pen marks she would have made would have obliterated the page. She wanted clarity, and no way could I fail to deliver that. She said, eyes flashing, "Norman, the everyday home cook has to be able to make these recipes and not be lost." Her name is Risa Kessler, and through all of the process of me being a first-time author of a cookbook, we became dear friends and put out the book, Feast of Sunlight. Writing a cookbook is a strange process. It is not like cooking all by itself. There is a voice that you must learn to bring out of yourself to be a cookbook author. It is the voice of a coach. But for me, it is also the voice of a storyteller. I wanted to and still want to share my stories. Author Jeanette Winterson wrote, "The purpose of art changes as society changes. Sometimes art has to break us up. Sometimes art has to heal us up." In 2005, I had an offer to do a big resort project down in Key West. I knew I needed to heal up, and Key West had done that for me before. I've had a crush on that island since the first night I saw her many moons ago. In August of that year, I received an invitation by Anthony Bourdain to do a show with him on Key West for the Travel Channel. I'd first met Tony when he was doing a book tour on the groundbreaking kitchen memoir, Kitchen Confidential. We hit it off almost immediately. He ate at Norman's with my editor at the time, Dan Halpern, and loved the food. He wrote the intro to that book, New World Kitchen. We met in Key West at the tiny airport. His crew lugged the equipment to a rented van. Tony was in great spirits. He was becoming quite famous by then, and folks on the streets were eager to meet him as he walked Duval during a night scene. Showing him the place that formed the roots of my cuisine was more deeply rewarding than I can convey. His pirate and writer spirits were perfectly aligned on the island. As we waited to shoot one scene, he asked me if I might help him find a house to rent for a few months. He wanted to write a follow-up to Kitchen Confidential. We joked about all of the fun we could get into together. Now it will be a fantasy I shall keep forever. But he also asked me this, "When are you going to write a cookbook on Key West, man?" So we did. We, as in our son Justin and I. To write a book with your child is a way to learn so much about one another. It was hard, and it was beautiful. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.